to Pocket Pod, Animal Crossing. Not delayed, it's on time. Episode 229. There's Joey Bowie.
That's Lee.
Okay.
This is harder.
I agree. It's hard.
I didn't look at you guys. I just looked down at my notebook.
I was like, why aren't they singing?
Sorry. It's hard. It
sounded to me like I was singing with you, so I think I nailed it.
Oh, that's good.
I have to admit, it's very hard for me to do that. I might just like mute my ears so I can, I don't know.
Well, then you don't know the music's playing.
Yeah, that's true. I can't win. There's no win. There's no. It's a no win solution.
The only solution would be like each of us recording it separately and then check slicing it together later.
Oh,
which doesn't sound like a good idea either.
No, I think that's too much trouble. And yes. I mean, we could always just do default recording of the music audio and not.
I like
words.
Our wonky way.
Okay. Or we could keep it up.
It's
like
just
fun
hard.
Way.
Unless you fully hate it, you could also opt out. That's fine.
It makes
too.
Me chuckle.
Oh,
like, well, this is probably terrible. But maybe it's not.
We'll get the hang of it.
Listeners, you let me know.
Yeah, please, listeners.
Yes.
Let us know if the most recent episode and this one, if our opening song sounds worse or better than times before.
There you go. You can do a side-by-side comparison with your ears.
Yes. Yes, sit there and do a proper comparative analysis. Listen to like three parts at a, I don't know what I'm saying.
Line them all up in your audio sequencing software.
Yes.
And see. No, don't do that. Don't do that. That sounds like too much trouble.
Play like 10 seconds at a time and just let us know. You could do a blind test, right? You know, Coke versus Pepsi.
Oh, yeah. With your ears.
With your ears. it's a blind taste test for your ears.
Do the chef's kiss test.
Oh, that's right. We love the chef's kiss test. That's a classic. That's a classic go-to.
Go back to some old episodes. Episode 100, we did that.
Oh, my goodness. That's wild. Such so many happy memes. Well, ladies, if you don't mind, I would like to do a little. I don't want to wait.
For a follow oops.
Follow oops. It's an actual follow oops.
Yeah.
We had a little oopsies.
Just a wee oopsies. But you know what? How are we going to learn things if we don't have oopsies every now and again?
How are we going to learn things if we are not wrong?
Yeah. Well, there's no way to learn without absolutely getting it wrong the first time.
If you never make mistakes, you get a false sense of security for your whole life. So.
That's true.
I recommend mistakes.
Then you become a smug villager.
Oh.
Smug villager.
Perhaps. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Can't be told. Perhaps. Only know their own way. Mm-mm. So, JB, what is a follow-up that I think you shared with us? I would love to hear the oops, follow oops.
Yeah, there was just a little comment. I forget which one of us made it, but we were talking about giving a gift to islanders.
Right.
And I guess that we had said that you can't give a gift to a friend's villager, and there is an exception to when you can, and that's when you visit on their birthday. And I used to get invites to Lowe's Islands for certain characters' birthdays that were my favorite. I believe there was a particular cow that I loved very much. And I used to gift her flower crowns, and then she would wear them all the time. So I can tell you that not only do you give them a gift, but they also do something with it.
That's so nice.
That's extra sweet. So when you visit a friend's island on their birthday, on their villager's birthday, you can give them a gift, and they make use of it, which is very bonus sweet.
Yeah, so it's also fun to like prank your friend and give them like really weirdo gifts. And then
no. You know what? I think the key weirdo gift is the bath towel. Because if there's one thing that drives me nuts to see my villagers wearing, just walking around town in that bath towel again, huh, Poppy?
Yeah, okay. There's the bathrobe.
Noted.
Yeah. Yeah, next time Leash visits, because I know she's real big on traveling.
Still missing pears.
I really should just invite you to my island, because I have all sorts of. I think my island is a pear originator, if I remember.
It's a paradise.
It's a pear progenitor.
Paradise.
Oh, paradise. That's
sure
good.
Is. I like that.
Paradise. Oh my gosh. What a sweet treat. I love the follow oops. Good to learn. Now I want to visit all the villagers on their birthdays in my friends' villages,
and just
islands.
Troll them with gifts. It's great.
But perhaps speaking of trolling with gifts, there's some other new item in the world that would make great gifts for those young and young at heart.
Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do.
What's new?
Sail away, Legos, New Horizons, what's new?
What's new?
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, what is this? I see things coming from the background. This was just
you and the Kappa make it happen.
I got all of the sets.
What? Wow.
I bought them all. And apparently apparently when you buy a certain amount of sets, maybe just one, they also give you a free gift. So I did buy all the sets.
Who's they?
Who is they?
They Lego.com. Not Amazon.
Okay.
If you buy on Lego.com.
Not sponsored, but yes. We are fans.
But I mean, we are talking about Legos, and it's right there. So
Legos.
But yeah, so I got Cap'n's Island Boat Tour.
The Animal World. There's the big adventure.
This is the most expensive one.
Ooh,
this is both Nook's Cranny and Rosie's house.
So cute.
The belovedest animal villager from Japan. So Kyoto. Oh my gosh.
I love it.
The bed, the little like checkerboard pattern of the quilts.
I love that. That was, I think I mentioned that last time we talked about it. That's what they did with the beds in Hocus Pocus too. The Sanderson sisters house.
I love it.
All the beds were like that. What else I got? This was the one I was most looking forward to. Julian's birthday party.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my gosh.
The birthday boy.
Birthday boy. And he has the Sakura, the blooming cherry blossom tree, which is all pink, which is super, super cute.
Yeah, that's an awesome little detail.
When is his actual birthday?
Ooh.
Is it in March or April?
I thought it was like May. I don't know why that's a good question. May.
Let's find out. When is Julian's birthday?
He also could be throwing someone else a birthday party.
That's true.
No.
That's not how that works. You don't call it your birthday party if you're hosting it for someone else.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's stealing the thunder. How do you like my birthday party that I threw for you?
Joelle's birthday party in May.
For Leash.
At Leash's house.
Oh!
Only Leash's family is invited.
Well, guys, guess what? Party. Oh my gosh, little buddy.
She's my birthday buddy.
She's your birthday. Bunny is your birthday buddy for May 9th. And Julian's birthday is, in fact, March 15th. The very Ides of March.
The Ides of March. Because he's Julian Caesar.
Oh, my gosh. Making the connections, JB.
Caesar.
I like it.
He's also the day after Pi Day, a very important day in this house.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Very important day. I like that he's named for the holiday in which his namesake was murdered brutally by his friends. What a choice. Nintendo, yeah. You're so
weird.
They
could have called him like Ida or something instead. The Ida of March.
Oh, the Ida. That's
not really good. I'm sorry. That was terrible.
No. I think it could work.
Anyway, here is Bunny jumping over some water. She's
funny
got
you should mention
set.
The Bunny jumping over some water item because
has it been already built over in the warehouse?
She built this.
I did. I built
Bunny.
This
Bunny.
Bunny.
Bun-up.
Did you have to buy the blue baseboard there?
I did. I bought a few of the little baseboards. Oh, I lost my tent. My tent fell right off my baseboard. It wasn't secure.
It was a tornado that went through the camp.
You didn't pin it down.
Sarah, does the tent open up so you can get inside?
Oh my gosh. Yes. There are so many delights. I don't want to steal. I'm sorry. I was just stealing your thunder because I do, in fact, have the bunny kit built with me here.
That's okay. You're allowed to steal the thunder. I haven't built any of these yet. These have been sitting and waiting for me.
But you can. It's really sweet. The little the tent you could open up to look inside and see the little cot.
Yeah, you could put stuff inside. But I see the little radio there.
The radio.
But if you had to build them like a log bench like you often have to do, you could stick one in there.
Yes. It's quite delightful.
With all the space.
And that is but one of the little hidden secrets. Would you like to see another hidden secret of the bunny's adventure?
I would. Spoilers. Abound if you don't want to know.
Yes, that's right. If you want to plug your ears, listener, or cover your eyes so you do not see. For the next few moments. So there's many little different kind of islandy bits, and one of them has a rock in it. I currently have Bunny resting on it, but the cutest thing ever is the rock you can lift up just like you're hitting the thing, and there's a little bell coin inside.
There's gold in them, they're rocks.
It's a little tiny delightful bell, and it even looks, I don't know if it'll be able to focus quite right, but
you see
I can see
there it is.
Oh my god, that's adorable.
It's so cute.
I wonder if it spoils that on here. I don't think it does. It's a Yeah. So on the back.
Yeah, but you don't know what you're looking for.
You don't
for.
Know what's inside, but yeah, you can you see know. On the back.
Yeah. You don't know. You don't know. But it's just so many cute little things like that. I was really pleased. I thought it was quite fun. There is also, I think it is, does, this is another thing it makes clear on the box, but there's like a little contraption behind the waterfall. So you can use the little, what is it called? This is the little pole vault
the
stick.
Pole?
Mm-hmm. The pole. And you can put it in little buddy's hand.
That's how she's and she's up in the
vault.
Sky.
Yes, yes. She can vault over the thing. I remember this has happened to me before. I might have been on a phone conversation and had the same issue. But yes, here she is on her little pole vault and she is jumping over the little
ring. Oh my god.
This is adorable.
It is super precious.
I just noticed that the where you have the log, where you have the fire.
Yes.
There's a little stick with a white thing on top,
oh
which
my
I assume
gosh.
Is a marshmallow.
Yes, 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 yes. There is
That's
indeed.
Adorable.
I can put that into Bunny's hand. Bunny's wonderful little Lego hands that you can actually put items into because we all love it.
Oh, and Leash, it's one of your favorite things in the whole. Boop, 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 boop. Look at that guy.
Ah. Oh, bottom. A tarantula.
Tarantula.
A rancho.
Yeah.
El rancho.
Yeah, yeah. Rancho, you can make a whole island of them if you buy a bunch of these sets.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Rancho Island.
Rancho Island is a thing.
It is.
It's, now
it
you
is.
Can make your own. You just have to, you could probably buy, oh my gosh, guys. Just imagine the potential of purchasing the individual bricks. You can get a whole bag of those spiders and just cover your Animal Crossing.
Oh my gosh. Can you buy the ranchos by themselves?
I think you can because you can like buy individual bricks. Like Joelle is like, that was a perfect, there was a freeze frame in the video where JB was just like, awkward grin, nothing's wrong. And then
nothing has fallen.
Nothing has
We're
fallen
fine.
Over.
It's fine.
This is the other one. This situation is the Isabel normal. One.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That one has the little one of the gifts. I can't wait to see it. Oh,
and it's got
oh,
Fauna, yeah. One of my favorite girls.
And we got Fauna with her with her phone in hand.
Oh, what?
Oh, she has the Nook phone there. In there.
Are they
the phone's in the basket.
Yeah. Oh. Are those apples on that one?
Yes.
And yours yes. Have different cherries, things. Right?
Those yeah, are minor yes,
Bunny
this
is
has,
cherries.
Bunny's has cherries.
There's the cherry blossoms and julians.
Guys, they also make the trees have little compartments
here.
Inside so that way you can shake the tree and little branches and flowers fall.
Oh, my gosh.
It's That's
so
amazing.
Precious.
I cannot wait to build these and have so much fun.
It is really fun. I'm so pleased. It's just like so much sweet thought went into these and I'm just delighted. I think they did a good job.
You know how we good were wondering job. What the point of the window was? Here is an action shot of them replacing the window.
Oh, just them replacing it. You
Look,
can have them doing their
Isabel's
DIY.
Isabel's got the square window in hand.
Yes. Oh, cute. Yeah. I love
it. It's super
so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. They're so precious.
I love this. I love the floating balloon. I love everything about
yeah.
it. So then the free things that I got.
Yes, show us.
So I don't know. Sarah, did you buy yours on Lego or you went somewhere else to buy?
Oh, no. I got mine from Target. So this what I have. It's just Target stuff.
So yeah,
no
if you ordered all the things, then you also got one of my favorite characters, Maple, for free.
Maple!
With a little pumpkin.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. She's so cute.
It's adorable. It's just a little tiny itty-bitty set.
Oh!
This is making me want to get one of those boards that you have. So
yeah,
I can,
the boards
like,
are great.
Yeah, the boards are great.
I can build a yes. whole little village.
Lion Cake has multiple boards for his Mario sets.
Nice.
Because he's got a big bucket that just holds all of them. So
Yay!
You can make your own levels and stuff. But yeah. Do they make like half width rectangles boards?
What do you mean?
Like instead of like this where you can make like a strip.
I've only seen the square ones, but I bet you could cut it
there
with like a
be.
Hot knife of some sort. Yeah, hot knife? Is that a thing?
Hot
like a hot knife through butter. Like a hot knife through a Lego baseboard.
I don't know. There's got to be something. It might not be easy to find. It might be like a specialty thing, but
there has
to be something along the way. Or you have to create it from a bunch of like smaller panels. And
Or maybe you could order it through Lego itself because this I just picked this up at the Target, which is like
right.
– But they have like a little bin
you
that just has
get.
Square panels. Yeah, yeah, you get what you
gotcha.
Get. But Lego Tego, what in the world is
so
Tego?
So this is
Lego
the other thing that came for free. I didn't know what it was and why they were sending it. I think because it's beach, they thought maybe it would be appropriate. But it's
Aww.
Different trees, different
it's
characters.
Friends.
It's cute. Lego Friends,
yes.
is, there's nothing wrong with Lego Friends. It just doesn't match my Animal Crossing stuff.
She's doing the beach cleanup.
But there's definitely a little otter in there.
Oh my goodness,
Aww.
Look at that baby. It's Pascal.
So, yeah, there you go. Oh.
Just give him a little hat.
Obviously.
Just put a little hat on him.
It's not quite him, red enough, but that's okay.
Perfect.
It's Animal Crossing.
I mean, I don't see a scallop, but you could take a scallop from the beach scene and then bring it here.
We have Animal Crossing at home.
There's things in here that might be useful if you want to extend your game. There's a little surfboard.
Yeah. Surfboard, my favorite.
Put it on your
Or I'll just be gifting this to someone.
Put it on your
beach. Put on your
bitch. Yeah, your bitch. Oh, I like it. I think that's great. Oh, the freebies. So is that, maybe that's the only way you could obtain the maple minifig. We'll have to find out. I want them to offer every minifig. I think we've already talked about that.
Yes. 300 of them.
Barreled. I got to have a little barreled minifig on my desk.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, so cute.
So cute.
I want them to also make the owls and the penguins.
Penguins, please.
I need to
for reasons that I don't need to explain.
There's no need to explain. They're penguins, obviously. Duh.
I want Tex with like a guitar and a bunch of like cool Tex shoes and like an ice cabin. Be great.
I mean, all of the NPCs with one villager would be great. Like you could do Celeste with a village. Like, you know what I mean? You could do a Celeste.
Yeah. Celeste and Tex. That's all I asked for. Celeste and Tex.
Celeste.
Nintendo Selects.
It sounds like a pharmaceutical company. Yeah.
It does. Oh my gosh. Pharmaceutical names. Let's so many.
Yeah, the random drugs.
Celeste Tex is for you.
Celeste Tex. You'll never be bored again.
Oh.
Side effects
boredom
medically
may include staying up all night, insomnia,
and diarrhea.
random combustion.
100 or younger.
Oh. Wow, that about covers it.
Mm. Amazing. Oh, I can't wait to build these. I just got them Wednesday, so nice. Yeah, because I ordered them and then they had to, you know, arrive. But yeah, so I haven't built any
excited.
Yet.
Maybe I too will order some and see if I too get a maple. Or
It might only take one or two sets for them to give you a free thing. So
what if I don't get any?
I think it's.
I don't know.
You have to. I know you have to order $50 of either the Animal Crossing or the Friends. Is that what the kit that the beach cleanup
Lego
is from? Lego Friends.
So you already know the answer to our question.
I'm just telling you so you don't have to wonder. Yeah.
Don't wonder.
You don't wonder about it. It's just
I think one or two sets is definitely over 50, so it shouldn't be very hard.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to exclusively be those sets. You can have like a combo of
as long as there's an Animal Crossing set in there. So you could buy one like of the $20 sets and then buy something else.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And I will say if you buy all of them, it's about the same price of like a big Lego set. So
that's
like, you know, if you buy like a 3,000 piece Lego set, it's about the same price as all of these. So.
And much less than some of the most expensive sets.
Oh yeah. No, this is half the price of like a proper Hogwarts castle. So, you know, just comparing.
I saw there is a.
You mean not the.
Oh yeah. How much though for the magic?
Not Justice Magician.
Justice Magician.
Well, first of all, it was like little bits of the castle, not the full castle.
No, I want the full Justice Magician.
I'll have to find out.
Castle.
Because I didn't technically order Justice Magician, I ordered the original name. I don't know how to order directly for Justice Magician.
See, that's the problem when you want the awesome knockoff with its strange.
They're just going to send me the real thing and I'm going to be really bummed by it.
You're going to be so disappointed. It's like, this is the real one. This is a license.
This means all the hats are going to fit. Oh.
Oh man! Oh, man.
I won't get high on fumes.
Oh,
I don't need to bring out the super glue because these things won't stay in place because they're slightly off from Lego.
Then it becomes the permanent just to look at set.
Yes.
But it's still cute.
I frankly wish I had glued some of it down because I left it in the top of my closet, and then the kittens entered my life, and they liked climbing in my closet, and then eventually I just heard the sounds of Hagrid and. And cars.
Hargard.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Harry Grid. Harry Grid.
Oh, Harry. Hargard, Harry Grid. The keeper of the grounds.
McDougagonagall or something.
You're a justice. What is it? Justice magician. Harvard.
Harvard School of Impossible Trickery.
Justice and magic. Justice and magic.
Very nice.
Oh,
synonyms so to witchcraft and wizardry.
Yeah, synonyms. Exactly. We're getting there. They had this very same brainstorming session, but it's probably a lot more complicated because there's a lot of dictionary use and
translation. And then there's, of course, the translation.
Yes.
Know. Yes. And the fear of getting sued.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's why you have to be very.
But they definitely use the same logo and the same art and everything. Fully wow. The same. Just swapped out the words.
Isn't that weird? You'd think that that would be a surefire way to get in trouble, but.
I mean, you know, international sneaky things. Yeah.
International sneaky things. That sounds like a great. That's our next podcast spinoff. We're just going to talk about knockoffs from other like brands.
We could have a whole podcast just about that. I'm confident. That would be
pretty fun. I feel like that might already exist because that sounds like a pretty fun idea.
It does sound like a good topic. Google it. I'm sure we'll find it. No Idea Under the Sun is not a podcast already.
That's accurate. Accurate. Very accurate. Well, I liked learning about the Legos. Anything else about the Legos before we take?
Nothing yet. I'll report back in another episode after I've made a few of these.
Yes,
we're gonna find out if we can get like a strip landing.
Strip landing, you know, for the Dodo Airlines. They should definitely have a Dodo Airlines.
Dodo Airlines.
Make the little cute plane,
and then they get the plane. Of course, it'll be the wrong color plane. It won't be the plane I want because that's just my life.
What is the color you want out of the three options?
Not the one I have. It's the one I have, like the red. That's the red, not orange red, but it's orange.
Yeah. That's one I have too.
Maybe the colors could be swappable.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Ideally.
Like with the bonsai tree, right? You get like the greenery and then you get the cherry blossoms, like same
thing. Yeah. You could always, it's again, ordering. I learned that you can just basically order any parts from the Lego website. They might not get to you very fast because I noticed that some of them were like, you can wait for this at the end of, you know, the month from Denmark because we're shipping these parts from there.
If you need something really specific or something.
Yeah. I know,
but that that's cool.
I appreciate that.
That's great. At least they don't discontinue things. Fun fact, unrelated to Animal Crossing, but Lego related.
Yes.
I finally built my orchid set that I had.
Oh.
And you know how with the cherry blossoms, I was delighted that the cherry blossoms were little pink frogs?
Yes.
The orchid set, the smaller blooms were Demogorgon heads from Stranger Things.
Oh my goodness. What? I would not have expected that to be a thing in
painted
Lego.
Pink.
Great.
I think I took a little screenshot of it. I'll have to send that to you when I find it.
I love it. I'm very excited for all these things. I did look at some sets online the other day, and some of them were that friend sets. Because I was like, what would be cute with Animal Crossing stuff? Because there's like this amazing botanical garden display in that set that has all sorts of like amazing little plants and like a glass dome. And I was like, this looks like the museum, kind of. But one of the things that was especially cute was there's like this hanging plant that has green saxophones that make the plant like fronds, which I thought was quite lovely.
Wow.
They're so cute.
Saxophones.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
That was when you watch the Lego Masters show.
Lego Masters.
I'm obsessed with that show. But one of the things that they like usually have one like competition of is using objects you wouldn't expect, like flutes for siding on your house or something, like really just cool stuff like that, like using tennis rackets for balloons. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff like that. So that you get really good ideas that like, you could actually just repurpose these weird shapes and make it look like, especially if you gather it and you layer it, it can look like anything.
That's so cool. I bet they make the craziest delights out of just random textures from stuff. Like, I like what you said about using the flutes for siding for a house. Yeah. Can you imagine how, like, be like a little, like, fine, fiddly texture?
It looks like logs, but it's not logs. It's flutes. Like, it's kind of that.
I see you shared it. It legit says that. That's so funny.
Demogorgon heads from Lego Stranger Things sets were used to make the small blossoms in this set. And if you look really closely, it's a Demogorgon, but it's a solid color, so you can't tell because the Demogorgon would probably have like that kind of gradation on it. Yeah,
that split mouth that's like very four opening. It's like the alien egg mouth.
Yeah.
But why not?
Why not? Yeah. It's the
like,
right size.
What is it? Just going to be for Stranger Things and you never use it again? It's a mold they had to build. Why not repurpose it? It's brilliant. I love that sort of thing.
Delight. It's just a fun little thing.
It's perfect.
Speaking of perfect, I think it's time for a perfect little break.
I love that idea.
That was the sound of butterfly clapping. The sound of pop, 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 pop.
Oh, that was the sound of me hitting the mic.
What's the sound? That's just me making noise.
Patter, 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 patter.
Patter, 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 patter. Well, I think it's about time to ask an important question. What could it be now?
Is that that? The, I
could, what could it be now?
Oh, Tiny Lights is where we ask the question.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was like, that's another question.
Are we waiting for Bernie Sanders to show?
Bernie comes a little bit late.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But first we ask, what could it be now?
And I need now.
To know. Ken has got to know. Oh, I just realized something. I could share the picture in my video.
Oh.
If that would be of help.
How do you do that?
To work. I can do some trickery. Give me a minute. You can start talking about it.
So the picture Sarah's about to show you is an interesting tale, if you will. Tale. We in the last episode we were talking about the game that you were talking about, Sarah, the Pokemon, but not Pokemon.
Oh, Pal World.
Pal World. And I mentioned that there was a character in the front that kind of looked like the penguin from Pokemon.
Oh, yes.
Whose name is Piplup. Anyway, I actually have a little Piplup that my brother got for me a few years ago. Little one. It's like, you know, the size of two palms. And
a cute one. Just the right size.
And I guess it's been in my office for a while. And my sweet little kitten, specifically Mario, likes to just go hunting for new things to play with. And like sometimes it's a roll of socks that are on the floor. And sometimes it's paper he finds in the trash can.
Aww.
And sometimes it's a little Piplup you thought you hid in a pile of stuff in the corner of your office. And I literally watched him take it, put it in his mouth, walk around with it in his mouth, carry it all the way downstairs, and drop it in the food bowl. Because he likes to put things in things.
He does.
He's a big things in thingser. If there's an empty box, not anymore. There's going to be something in it. Maybe it's just crumpled paper. Maybe it's a Piplup. You just never know.
Look at this cute little baby.
Oh, yes. They're sharing. Look at that. Yeah.
Aw, the little plush is
so that's a little food bowl. And he's just placed right in there.
Oh, my gosh.
I was delighted. And now I have to hide Piplup because I really don't want him to be covered in food and little bite marks. Because he's already got some bite marks.
Oh, but so cute. Little Piplup.
So what could it be now? Because I think this is an opportunity for a crossover no one's been talking about. We got Mario, we got Yoshi, and we got a Piplup. That's two Nintendo properties.
Yeah, Nintendo, you already have rights to these buds. Yeah, why hasn't there ever been a Mario Pokemon?
Like Mario goes around collecting or befriending Pokemon. Like, that sounds delightful.
Mm.
Throwing Piplups into food bowls? I don't know.
Rescuing Piplups
Yoshi
from food
eats
bowls?
Them? I don't know.
Yoshi does. Mm. He can eat everything. He's got
and
that.
And he's like puts them in the eggs. I don't know. Something.
That is truly delightful.
You hatch a Yoshi egg and then sometimes it's a Pokemon instead.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know what? There's kind of a crossover in Smash Brothers that you can kind of have the Pokemon. You could have them fighting.
That's true.
Mario can fight the Pokemon through
you
Pokemon.
You could do that. I don't think Piplup makes his way into Smash Brothers.
I think that if Piplup is there, he's got to be through like one of the support elements, like the little Pokemon ball you can throw. I think maybe Piplup is too new of a Pokemon to be.
Maybe.
Do they have any new Pokemon?
I don't know.
It's been a while since I played Smash Brothers, honestly, and I don't know if they have.
If Piplup's available in Smash Brothers, someone please let us know because I might actually buy that game.
it would get it so infrequently if it was coming up through that.
I need a penguin. I need a penguin somewhere in this game. If there's no penguin, like why am I playing, right?
That's, you know what?
Mm. It's a pretty solid rule.
What's the point if there's no penguin?
The Piplup is not in, you know, in Smash Brothers? No.
Yeah, our expert is currently asleep, right?
Yes, that's true.
I can almost guarantee that he is not.
Okay.
I don't remember seeing, like, when you throw the little Pokeballs, I've never seen.
Never seen
Piplup. There are, like, certain characters, right? They don't throw all of them out there, right? Like,
there's a lot, but I think they're older Pokemon. I think Piplup might be
from the OGs.
I will follow up with Lion Cake.
Lion Cake will know. This is a Lion Cake follow-up stream.
If we could get a recording of Lion Cake explaining it all to us, that would be delightful.
Sure.
Or whatever. Pass it along. Just let us know what he says. No pressure.
It's no pressure. Yeah. Well, that's my wiki bin.
I love it.
Piplup, it's a request for a game.
It's a good cr- crossover, please, Nintendo. Use your properties in a fun new way. Why isn't this happening already?
By the way, just so people listening know what we're talking about when we're showing things on the screen, if you become a Patreon supporter, you can actually watch these videos now. We did the last episode as video, and this episode is going to be available for video. So it's just, you know, $1 or $2 a month, and you get access to the videos.
How do they become a Patreon supporter?
You go to patreon.com/thepocketpod, I believe.
The Pocket Pod. Yeah.
It's in our show notes.
It's in the show. It's just check follow the link. It's easy.
And if you go to thepocketpod.com, right? If you go to that website that we got.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You can go it's on there.
Yep.
You can also ask. True. You could DM us. We're going back to social media. Maybe we'll actually respond to some DMs. We'll answer your questions. Social meds.
Social meds. Oh, my gosh. Adorable. Delightful. once again, I am asking for your tiny delights.
Sky rockets in flight.
Bonop, bonop.
Tiny delights.
Bonop, bonop.
Tiny delights.
Tiny delights.
Tiny delights.
Tiny delights.
That was tiny.
They're so tiny. It's so tiny and delightful.
It's so tiny.
look at the tiny delight over here. We got a tiny delight. Tiny delight.
Okay, so there's a bunch of tiny D's.
Let's talk these D's.
The very first one is a response to a little event that Sarah and I experienced at the bird store. Not the bird store, the bird lover's store. Not an actual, they don't sell birds there.
The backyard naturalist, they sell a lot of bird stuff.
It's a great little place. Wild birds. We were wandering around and we started seeing these tiny little itty bitty ducks everywhere. And then like just a few days later, I saw this video on Instagram and I was like, where the ducks come from. You can buy a package of these tiny little ducks.
Oh my goodness.
And you stick them all over the house and wait for people to go like, wait, where did that duck come from? And you can put them in things because they're so tiny. So like,
they're so petite.
They're like snuck into picture frames and clocks and silverware drawers.
Like a little centimeter tall, and they're all different colors of the rainbow. And boy, are they ever so cute and just can hide any old place.
There's something so delightful about tiny little things like that. And the humor and charm behind how people are hiding them. I love the whole thing.
It is very
cute. Who doesn't
cute.
Need a bag of like 200 little ducks?
I agree. I like to hid one in the stack of cups underneath some cups.
Underneath
in
one of the cups
other cups. Yes, I'm like, that's great because you're not going to find that for a long time. And then it's going to be like, oh, there it is.
You're going to be like throwing a party and you grab a bunch of those cups. Yeah. And then someone picks one up and they're like, oh, what just came out of there? They'll think it's a bug. It'll be amazing.
Oh, no. And then there'll be a panic and then everyone will scream. And
everyone
be like,
will leave your
kidding.
Party. And that's how you end your party early accidentally.
Hidden
Maybe
ducklings.
Don't do that.
That's the cause of many shattered friendships. The tiny duckling hidden.
I like that it's like in little tiny drawers that you probably never open and you won't find goodness. It till you move one day. Like that one's amazing.
It's like the hidden Easter egg that went bad 3 years ago and is now dried out husk and fine. But it doesn't smell bad because it's dried out. It's okay.
Yeah, no, this is plastic, I assume. So I think you're probably safe.
Very, very, very cute. Very cute indeed. Oh my gosh. Oh. And another, if I may share my tiny delight, I just want to share this particular Instagram. What are they? Like a family? The Daily James. They're splendid. And they talk about their encounters with wildlife. They like leave out water and fountains for animals in their area. They're in the kind of like, I don't know, arid California area. That is something I love is their relationship with these sweet coyotes who come and rest on their one balcony. And they've left out little plushies, little stuffies for them. And they just relax when there's no humans around. And when they see the coyotes are on this like deck cam, they don't pester them. They make sure they're not in the area. The humans don't interact. But the coyotes just like chill out and have a nice chill time. They play with the stuffies and rest on them.
And they
pick them up gently. And they never tear them. They don't like cause any damage to their little stuffy friends. And I just think that this is the most sweet interactions. And I love hearing about little Stevie. I think it's Stevie and
they
I can't remember her mate's name. Is like Jack,
Stevie.
Maybe.
You wrote Stevie and Stuffies them. Here in the note.
Stevie and their Stuffies. Stevie's the little
stuffy.
Coyote.
Oh, yeah, they're Stuffies.
Oh, I see, yeah. Not the name. That's
yeah.
The Stuffies. Whoa, there's a video or post right below that where there's like three or four of these.
Oh my goodness, I haven't seen big that one. That beast. Was 2 days ago. It's oh, okay. So there was the whole this drama that happened that somebody, something, they don't know what, had taken the stuffies and pulled them away and was like the stuffies were torn up and hurt and sad. So they replaced them with new ones because Stevie and her mate never like even hurt the stuffies. But these rapscallions, there's like four of these coyotes who are...
oh, they're tearing apart. Oh, no.
That took a turn. Guys, I wanted to share this before I learned about these other coyotes that were much more aggressive with the plushies. Mm. Oh, no.
Oh, but they're playing. No. They're just playing. They're
That's
not
true.
Hurting
That's
anyone.
That's true. They're not even hurting each other. They're just being a little bit more roughhousing than Stevie and her mate are with the
stuffies.
This is
how little pups play. It's adorable.
That's true. But yes, the Daily James is sweet to learn about Stevie or any of their other friends. They have vulture friends that come and hang out on their property. They have ravens that they're friends with. I believe the raven's name is James. So that's why they started this Instagram channel, because James would interact with them and like visit them at their window.
Sarah, so with all the bird friends that visit you, I feel like you need to start something like this.
Oh my gosh, right? I would love it.
Pop out a bird cam and then just start posting your, you know, daily bird interactions.
You know I would love it because I would always have something ridiculous to show about these silly birds.
Little burps.
One of these days I'm going to get one of those bird cam feeders and I think I'm going to have content for days.
It's never ending stream. Just looking at them is just delightful. And then oh my gosh, these little buds. Sorry, I got distracted. They're very cute.
Oh, I love it.
They're so cute.
It's a positive influence on my life. I love it. A+. Yes. So you got to tell me about these other
speaking
tiny
of animals,
bees, JB.
Speaking of animals, so I, on my very first day of, by the way, for those listening, I am currently fun employed, also known as a radical sabbatical.
Yeah.
On my radical sabbatical. Very proud of it.
That's
I did not invent that term. So if anyone else is on a radical sabbatical, please use it. Make it work. Make it spread it around.
Oh.
And I'm on my very first like free day of my radical sabbatical, I went shopping, which is like a rarity for me.
Oh.
And I was looking for, I forget what I was looking for. I was looking for rugs or something,
okay.
I think.
Home decor.
You know, all the rugs at that place were very expensive and I didn't want to buy any of them. And I knew I could get one for an eighth of the price on Amazon. So that was the plan.
There you go.
On my way out, I passed by the little art section and I was like, oh, I wonder what they'll have. Oh. And they had this big, wide picture of just a bunch of birds on the beach.
So cool.
And the size of it, I didn't measure my mantle before I went to the store because I wasn't planning to buy something for my mantle, but I looked at it and I put my arms around it and I was like, okay, this is pretty wide, this will probably fit. And I brought it home, and if you look at the picture, it's a perfect fit on my mantle.
So and the color is just so ideal too.
Color, it has little flecks of like sparkle and gold in
it. Yes,
but the color matches the room, like the ceiling has that gray on it and the mantle has that gray, and then like there's other warm colors in the room. I just bought a rug on Amazon that makes it all come together.
really ties the room together, you might say. This is so cool. I like that the piece also has this lovely like textured sand kind of element.
Yeah.
It looks so cool.
It looks really cool. And it looks even cooler up front, but it looks cool in this picture. Yeah. And yeah, I hope I can hang it before we have family over for Passover. That's my goal.
Oh, sure. I bet you can. You can do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of putting the hanging kit on.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You got it.
I can handle it. I have all the hardware. I'm fine.
She's ready. She's ready.
You and JB.
I'm very busy. Thank you very much. In my radical sabbatical.
She's got Legos. Have you seen how many Lego kits she has to put together?
I got Legos for days. I got kits I haven't started that you can't even see. I got the big tree house that I bought at some point.
Ooh.
I gotta build that one.
I got
other things to hang. I have stuff from my mom that I'm gonna hang soon. Yeah. I brought home from visiting our favorite place where there's so much to do.
Connecticut.
I was just there last week. There was so much to do in the realm of cleaning houses.
Okay. See, so much to do.
So much to do. So much. Really, now my mantra is Connecticut. There's so much to bring home with me.
Oh,
my basement is filled with fun things to fund future projects. That's
there you go.
Oh, but yes. So
that's so sweet.
Yeah. So projects for days, friends. But yes, I do have Legos, and now I can hang a picture when I get around to it.
Yeah, you got it. You got time. You can do it when you're ready.
The next thing. So
yes.
One of the things that came up in conversation, I was talking with Nick about we have this great little digital photo frame. Oh. And they're not always cheap, and okay. like they're like some minimum of like $150, $200. Oh. And then the one I bought recently also has like a whole premium package. Like if you want to have more than X number of photos, you can pay them money. And I'm like, what? I just bought this expensive frame and now you want me to give you a monthly fee to use it?
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to do a cloud service. And I got to say, stop.
It's ridiculous. There is a way around it if you just upload it directly, but I want to be able to update my Google photo album and not have to do it. Yes. And the one I bought for my stepfather a few years ago, that one doesn't require like a constant like payment plan. I just upload it and it's fine. Anyway, I was really cranky about it. And then Nick was like, you know, we can make one ourselves. And I was like, what now? And he just happened to have a Raspberry Pi lying around, a little computer Raspberry Pi thingy. And you can get a little tablet. So like you can buy like a 7-inch tablet that you can, you can connect to the Raspberry Pi. And you use a particular piece of software and you can build your own little thing. It's called Magic Mirror.
So Magic Mirror.
And he connected it to like two different Google photo albums. It's all automated. It was free except for parts, which was like the cost of a, you know, $60-$70 little tablet and the Raspberry Pi, and you can buy a cheaper one. And
that's so fun and cool.
It was under the price. Guys, and you could build it yourself.
Great. And then you get the satisfaction of putting this like lovely little mini computer together just for your desires.
I love it. You can make it like, you know, if you buy the little tablet, you can put like a case on it and you could now your frame is purple or green or polka dots. I don't know. You can do whatever you want.
That's so cool. If you have a 3D printer, you could print your own 3D frame.
You could print your own frame to put around the tablet. Absolutely.
Amazing.
If at some point you guys are taking orders, Leisha, I might have to reach out about that.
If you have a design, we can print it.
I don't have one, but if I come up with something, I'll send it over. You could tell me if it's valid or if it's going to like break the internet or something. So.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. It's internet breaker. We can't do this one, but.
Sorry. It's going to break the internet and the machine. I can't do it. No. Too many pixels. What are you doing?
I love it.
So those are my tiny delights. And then I wrote something here about video actions and I've already forgotten what that is.
Oh.
Yes. I have a new computer and it has a fun feature where if I go like this, we get fireworks. And by this, people listening, two thumbs up. Yes. I love this thing I'm watching. If you just do one thumb up, you get a little floating, thumbs up. If it'll cooperate. Oh boy. It doesn't work. Let me start over.
Put it down and then put it up.
There it is.
Oh,
it's like a little bubble coming right out of my head. Hi, look at that.
Oh, this is so cute.
And then
we figured out if you go down,
but also this direction. Maybe.
Oh, maybe not. It's being tricky.
Come on.
There it is. It did it.
The bubble. So we got little bubbles and little interactions and we were having fun with that. So that's also in the video. So really, guys, even if you come to Patreon for 1 month.
There you go.
If you spend $1, literally, you will see these videos and you'll have fun with us. So.
That is very fun. I like that. It's inspiration for if you were on the border about buying yourself one of the new MacBooks. Now it's the time to get it so you can have these ridiculous cute interactions.
I think iPhones do it too. Maybe it's all MacBooks. I don't know.
Oh yeah, the Rockstar.
Oh yes. It's this.
Joelle sticks her
You gotta have the tongue out.
It's the best.
How do you do this and not
stick your tongue? You gotta stick out your tongue.
It's like a literal reaction to
the way it has to be.
So and you amazing. Forget your peace sign.
Oh peace right.
Sign. Peace sign.
Oh no, you're there. It's just frozen for me. I don't know.
Yeah, it keeps freezing for me too. I don't know if it's. It must be.
There it is.
There it goes. It's a ballon.
I'm surrounded by bobaloons.
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 Amazing. That's a big tiny delight.
That is a big tiny delight. We had a bunch of big tiny delights. I like that. I like them. I like a tiny delight. I like
delightful day.
I didn't have any tiny delights. I had tiny.
Leisha has nothing to be tiny delighted about.
Suck lights.
Tiny duck lights.
I don't want to talk about any of my suck lights.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You know what? Got it out of the way for this recording, and next recording it's going to be rolling in all the brushes with greatness.
I'm going to have all the the big delights.
Yeah. You'll have all the fun things and I'll be boring next time, I promise.
Yeah, you better be boring. Have less fun. Stop enjoying things.
Oh, stop enjoying not life. During my radical sabbatical. How dare you wish that on me?
I know, right?
Oh, my mom yeah. got mad at me for thinking about bad things, and she's like, "You need to watch The Secret." I was like, Secret. Okay.
Is that the book where it's like? Uh-huh. Okay. I do remember. I remember hearing about that before. I think The Secret. I've heard of it.
I don't know that it's something I'm gonna buy into.
No.
She's like.
To each
it's
their
real.
Own.
It's real. So she believes it's real.
That's
and
fine.
And it's working for her.
If it works for you, it works, right? I mean, if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work. It's fine. To each their own.
But that's because you don't buy into The Secret, Joelle.
It's true. Yeah. No, I'm too. I'm too radical in my sabbatical to.
Stop pushing your secrets.
I kind of want to design a radical sabbatical T-shirt and just wear it around for the next.
Yes.
Do it.
Absolutely. Do it. Make yourself a T-shirt, but make the design that you can get it on a sweatshirt and a T-shirt, and you'll have it covered for whatever the temperature is.
I'll pop it on Zazzle so other people can buy it.
Ooh, yeah.
Or something.
Or Redbubble.
One
of those things. We can start a Patreon store, and you could that'll be our item.
I could actually, because Patreon has a little merchandise store. I could put my radical sabbatical design on things, and you could get a notebook probably or like a mouse pad. I have no idea. We'll find out. I'm gonna look into that. That'll be part of my radical sabbatical merchandise.
Radical sabbatical merch.
You better not have too much fun with it, Chobo.
At least you really need to watch The Secret. I'm missing something.
Oh man, you keep hearing it from everywhere, Leash. It must be true.
Oh, I know, it must be true.
That's right. That's the way it goes.
Right, fine.
Oh my goodness. Guys, are we ready to wrap this up? Make it a short and sweet ep?
I think we can do that.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap
short,
it up.
Short, but like chock full.
Chock full. It was compact, but filled with goodness. Just
short
like
and
I
chalky.
Like.
Just how I like it.
Short and chalky, just like my Tums. Mm.
Nom, nom, nom. Not my Tums. My Tums are candy coated. Thank you.
Tums. I like the fruity ones. The fruity Tums.
Man, I like the classics. I like the classic Tums. I like the Pepto-Bismol.
Unflavored for me.
Yeah, mine are literally just giant puffy Skittles. They're amazing.
That sounds awesome. And
you get
probably
the chewy ones? Are they chewy?
Yeah, it's chewy, yeah. Blew. But they're candy-coated, and they just taste like fake bubblegum cherry strawberry flavor.
I want the tropical fruit. Chalk, please.
Yeah, I think that's one of Nick's favorites too. We're all in our 40s now, and we all have favorite Tums.
Yes, that's the way it goes, baby. You
welcome.
Appreciate those things.
But I'm with you on my the Pepto-Bismol. I had some last night. It was delicious.
Just a great flavor.
I just take the pill on that one, but that's okay.
The pills were also the kids' chewables were actually very tasty.
Ooh,
I never liked the chewable Pepto. Mm-mm-mm. I found it putrid.
Delicious.
Really sucks the moisture out of your mouth.
It's okay. I drink Robitussin when I'm sick, like it's you know fruit cocktail. It's fine.
Oh gosh, that sounds delicious. Not at all.
My kids really like the kids' Motrin.
Oh yeah.
What do you say? It tastes like Starburst.
Oh my gosh.
Is it like a grape or fruit or
tropical or fruit punch, something like that?
Oh sure.
It's orange.
It's like you take all the Starbursts and just like a haul, and that's like tropical
Starburst.
Fruit.
And they also like kids' Allegra.
Oh, actually, I think
I
have had that.
You gotta stop making them
delicious.
That good.
Is that how did I even know that? When you said Kids Allegra, I feel like I've had that for some reason. It must have been like a last resort for an item.
I've never tried it, but they really love it. They're like, yes, please, more Allegra.
When I had to have a lot of probiotic and I could not like eat more yogurt, it was killing me.
Oh, yeah.
I got like the probiotic powder that you can basically make Gatorade out of, but it's this other stuff. And I got the fruit punch flavor. And still to this day, my water bottle tastes a little bit like the fruit punch.
Well, I hope you like it.
You have hint water.
It was good. It was fine. It was good and fine.
Good. I like that. Probiotic yogurt powder sounds kind of awesome.
No, it wasn't yogurt. That was the beverage. Yogurt. The beverage, the powder that you put water in and make Gatorade out of has nothing to do with the yogurt.
Oh, it doesn't have probiotics. I thought it was probiotic as well.
I did too. Yeah, I was like, I love a probiotic energy drink. Let's make that happen.
So what did the probiotics have to do with the...
It's a probiotic powder that you can turn into
it is
like,
a probiotic powder.
But it's not yogurt. That's
well, sorry. I think that's fair. I think I just was equating probiotic is enough like yogurt, but I see what you're saying. It's not yogurt flavored. It's not made with yogurt, but it is another probiotic.
Yes. It's an alternative if you are sick and tired of the yogurt.
yogurt,
which I was not just about. Gatorade yogurt. Powder.
Right. It's yeah. It's sorry. It's like Gatorade, but probiotic powder.
Way too much explanation
I told it all wrong. I wanted to mention the yogurt. I shouldn't have bothered mentioning the yogurt.
Thanks for joining us for this 30-minute extra podcast about yogurt and probiotics. We're glad you were stuck around with us.
We're in our 40s. What are we going to talk about?
But probiotics and Tums.
It's been one of those delicious medicine chat evenings. Mm-mm. And thanks for joining us wherever you are, Pocket Pod listeners.
Remind me to tell you about sea chlor again.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about sea chlor and this delicious pearls that take away your hops.
Tesla pearls.
So on that note, I'd like to say thanks, Leash.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, JB.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, listeners. And extra thanks to our producer, Jack Quaid Blank, for making us sound like champions, whether we're talking about Animal Crossing or talking about... delicious test.
Animal
test,
flossing.
Animal flossing.
Animal flossing and crossing.
Animal flossing. Animal crossing. Don't get it confused.